Rachel, earlier this week, newly sworn in Republican Representative Matt Rosendale, along with Republican Senator Steve Daines, both indicated that they plan to object to certain states' electoral votes due to alleged voter fraud and what they called irregularities in how elections in other states were conducted during the novel coronavirus pandemic. Election officials and judges have found insufficient evidence that that happened. Did Daines or Rosendale follow through with their plans to object?
Well, Wednesday night, we saw that U.S. Representative Matt Rosendale joined with other House Republicans in voting to object to electoral votes from Arizona and Pennsylvania, which were ultimately certified by the House and Senate. In a statement sent as lawmakers reconvened after a pro-Trump mob overtook the U.S. Capitol, Rosendale said, quote, "These votes today were always about preserving and protecting the integrity of our election process," end quote.
And what about Senator Daines?
Daines, along with 10 GOP senators, had been planning to object to votes from certain states unless Congress formed a committee to do an emergency audit, but he reversed course after insurgents mobbed the Capitol. In a statement from Daines' office Wednesday evening, Daines said, quote, "We must restore confidence in our electoral process. We must and we will have a peaceful and orderly transition of power," end quote. Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester certified all of the state's electoral results. Earlier in the day, during a teletown hall, Tester condemned lawmakers who said they would make objections.
What is going on right now is dangerous to our democracy, it's dangerous to our nation, and I think it will hurt this nation, including Montana, for years to come.
Rachel, when was the last time a delegate from Montana voted to object to electoral votes?
1969. That's according to records dug up by University of Montana law professor Anthony Johnstone. Montana Democratic Congressmen Mansfield and Metcalf voted in favor over an objection to a faithless elector. That's someone who disregards a pledge to vote for a particular presidential candidate based on their state's popular vote. The majorities in both chambers rejected the objection. This week, Rosendale wasn't objecting to a faithless elector. He, along with other Republicans, called for Congress to form a commission to do an emergency audit of election results. Johnstone says that's not allowed under the federal law that outlines procedures for the counting of electoral votes by Congress.
There is no option under the Electoral Count Act, under the law as it stands, or under the Constitution, to create this kind of commission that the objectors were seeking. That would have had to take an affirmative act of Congress to pass a new law.
Some of the objectors this week made claims of widespread voter fraud, which has been debunked by election officials, state audits, and courts. Others argued that it was unlawful for state officials to change how elections were run in 2020, saying it's the state legislature's right to do that and not executives. What did Professor Johnstone have to say about that?
He actually said we could look at Montana as an example. Last year, then-Governor Steve Bullock used emergency powers to allow counties to conduct the election entirely by mail due to health concerns from the coronavirus pandemic. The Trump campaign sued, saying that option circumvented the legislature's authority. But the court flatly rejected that claim because the legislature had given the governor special authority to modify laws under a declared state of emergency.
The practice under the Constitution, until these objections arose, was to leave these questions about the fairness or defects in state elections to the states themselves or the courts of law. And that process has played out over and over and over again, finding no evidence of fraud sufficient to make a difference in the results in any one state or the presidential election overall.
Rosendale and Daines also said Democrats set the precedent by raising objections in the last three presidential elections won by Republican candidates.
Yeah, so the last time one of those objections from Democrats went to a vote was in 2005, and Congress rejected it. Democrats also objected to results in 2001 and 2017, but the objections didn't have support in both chambers and never went to a vote. Jeremy Johnson, an associate professor of political science at Carroll College, says what happened Wednesday with a large number of lawmakers objecting to electoral results when a president has not conceded was unprecedented.
This is very different. It's not just about one state, it's about a whole bunch of different states without even very specific objections.
In a statement late Wednesday, Daines' spokesperson, Katie Schotler, says Daines' intended objection to Arizona's results was to raise concerns for Americans who lack confidence in elections and to drive reforms to restore integrity, confidence, and trust in the process. What did your experts have to say about that?
Well, Professor Anthony Johnstone says questions about the fairness or defects in state elections should be hashed out by the states themselves or the courts of law, not during this process of certifying electoral votes. He says the silver lining from the debates in Congress is that there could be some meaningful reform moving forward to increase the people's confidence in elections.
By, for example, ensuring that cities, counties have enough resources to count the votes on election night that were cast on election day or before election day, instead of allowing people to create the misleading impression that there are somehow dumps of votes coming in after election day. The only reason that's happening is because we've starved these election administrators of the funds necessary to count the votes on time.
Or Johnstone says states could allow counties to begin counting votes earlier. He says it's worth paying attention to these issues and trying to get them right.
We will see which of the objectors are serious about improving our democracy and which were playing a dangerous game of undermining confidence in our form of government.
Rachel, thanks for sharing your reporting.
Thanks, Nikki.